Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And I know you hung around today because Mr. Arnold Palmer is here. I told you he was coming. I told you what a red letter day it is for me to have Mr. Palmer sitting in front of me. And those of you who've been listening to my show know how much I have admired the work that he's done over the years, not only on the golf course, but the way he conducts his life in the marketplace with his family. And I'm excited about having you here. Mr. Palmer, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. This is a real pleasure since I have a lot of small business.
You do have a lot of small businesses, don't you?
Well, I'd like to think they're big, but they're small, too.
Well, they aggregated all together. It's a pretty big operation, and frankly, I don't see how you hold it all together. I know you have some good people to help you, don't you?
Well, I have people like Corey Britt.
He's sitting right here.
Bobby Demagon and my secretaries, they carry a big load.
I met some of them. Susan and I think Janet and some of the other folks.
Janet, right.
Make sure we got to mention the ladies' names.
I'm sorry.
We got to mention the ladies' names too, don't we?
Absolutely.
Mr. Palmer, I've got a lot of questions for you, but what I wanted to do first is talk about something that I know is of all your accomplishments, and you have had many. You've got to be as proud as anything of these hospitals, the Arnold Palmer Medical Center. Now, the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, now the Winnie Palmer, named after your late wife, the mother of your children, the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Infants, now the new Burt W. Martin Children's Trauma Center. That's got to make you proud.
Well, the fact that it's all come together to the Arnold Palmer Medical Center is pretty fantastic. And of course, we have the NAC here, the advisory group that has joined us today for a tour of the hospital. And, of course, they will help with some advice or anything that they can do to enhance the medical center. And what has happened thus far over the last 20 years is pretty fantastic. And what we're seeing with the new Winnie Palmer wing of the hospital is just unbelievable. And as a matter of fact, Jim, they are in the process right now of looking for expansion, and it's been open less than a year.
Yeah, it's incredible. In fact, John Bozart, the president of the Arnold Palmer Medical Center, is a great guy, was on the show yesterday, and he was telling us just in the less than 5 months that the hospital's been open, 5,500 births. Isn't that incredible? We were there for the open house, my wife and I, in April.
Right.
And we saw you there, and that's got to make you proud.
Well, I'm certainly very proud of what has happened. And of course, John and the people that work for him have been fantastic in carrying this program right on. And of course, there's all kinds of things coming on. We're looking at sports medicine. We're looking at the trauma center, which in itself, the Trauma Emergency Center, is going to be one of the greatest additions to local medicine in this area. It is going to be something that will really have a great effect on the hospital, on the community.
And the little kids.
And the kids that are going to be in there, but not because they want to be, but for accidents and that sort of thing.
Think about... just imagine if you've ever been to an emergency room, all the things that can happen in a big city emergency room, especially, to think about the kind of environment you guys are going to have make available to these little children who are scared to death already.
Well, that is a matter of fact. And of course, the whole idea is to make them comfortable in their distress, whatever it might be, right, to be sure that they're as comfortable as we can make them.
And that theme is, you guys have held that theme throughout the entire complex, haven't you?
Just for the children, it's for the parents and the mothers, particularly of newborns. The comfort and the feeling that really not in a hospital. One of the things, and probably the most stringent thing that I can see that is happening at the hospital, and it was the thing that I put into the situation when we started the hospital, and that is the cleanliness and the uniqueness of the hospital. It is probably one of the cleanest buildings in all of Orlando, and it doesn't smell like a hospital. It's comfortable.
I'm sorry.
You know, I always used to walk into a hospital when I was a young kid, and I think it scared me to death because it smelled like a hospital.
And I apologize for laughing because I love that story. I tell that story about how important that is to you all the time, and I'll come back to that in just a minute. It's a great story, folks. The things that are important to Mr. Palmer, and you just learned some of them. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Mr. Arnold Palmer. We're back at 17 till. Don't want to waste a second of our opportunity to visit with Mr. Arnold Palmer, who's sitting in front of me. I'm actually on his property. I'm his guest today, and as he's my guest on my show, but I'm at the Bay Hill Club and Resort. It's an outstanding property, Mr. Palmer. You've owned this property now for, what, about 25 years or so?
Oh, a little longer than that.
No, that's right. In the late 60s, wasn't it?
That's right. I took over here in 1969.
Right, so that was about 37 years.
Right.
You've done a lot of great work here. I know this building we're in right now is completely renovated, isn't it?
We just renovated. My daughter and her husband took charge of the renovation, and it's totally new, really, for all basic purposes.
And we're in one of the rooms, and it's really nice. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. And, of course, the golf course is just primo, and that's bayhill.com, right?
That's it.
I always like to give those websites out. I want to get back to the hospitals for a few minutes. The people there, you know, we've met a lot of people, and I think I'm a pretty good judge of professionals. And I was very impressed with the professionals in your hospitals, from Dr. Alexander all the way down to the nurses in the neonatal center. The lights in their eyes when they talked about what they were doing, the dedication to the children and the women that they serve, it just made me want to be part of it.
Well, thank you for that. That's very important. And an unusual situation that has happened at the hospital. You talk about the doctors and the nurses and the volunteers and all those people. And of course, they all are constantly making an effort to keep the hospital on this high level or this high standard that they're on. And then the people that come in to be treated, whether it's a mother having a baby or an accident or a small child, and they all want to keep this hospital in that high standard, and that is very helpful. And, of course, we had, as I started to say, an unusual situation. We had a gentleman who was out here yesterday who had a heart defect. And by coincidence, we have a couple of the finest young doctors in the world.
I met one of them.
And in the heart specializing area. And this young man was in the hospital, the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies. And he had a hole in his heart, and he had it patched up.
Wow.
In the hospital. So we, sometimes when it's necessary, we expand to help other people when it's really necessary, and he was doing fine.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Oh, he did. He was the one that told me about it, actually.
He appreciates you guys stretching the rules a little bit there. One of the things that I know that you're the mark that you put on the hospital, besides your name, is you mentioned the cleanliness and the quality and no barrier to entry. You told them, you know, if anybody needs to be in here, whether they can pay or not, they get to come.
That's true. And of course, we're very proud of the way we handle all these young people and the families. You know, if you're a family and it's necessary that you stay there in the hospital with your wife about to have a baby, you stay right there.
Right.
And it works out very, very well.
Mr. Palmer, one of the things that I hear small business owners talk about when I interview them on my show, when I meet them, one of the things they always bring up, the really successful ones especially, is giving back to the community, how important that is. Talk to us about how you feel about that.
Well, of course, when I came to Orlando, in the late 60s, to live and to stay, I thought it was one of the great communities of all time. And of course, needless to say, I had no idea what was going to happen here. And
with
that
Disney World.
Disney World. And that came after about a year and a half after I had acquired Bay Hill.
Right. So your timing was perfect, wasn't it?
Well, everybody says that. they all say, boy, you're really smart. How did you know that? Well, I didn't. And I didn't feel very smart. Actually, I was looking for a quiet place out in the country, which turned into a major city now. And, of course,
right.
Disney and the other entertainment, Universal, have really come on very strong, as you know. And it's something to see what has happened to Orlando. And of course, the predictions now are for 7 million people down
wow.
the road and not too many years away. So there's a lot of things happening and a lot of things that need to be done. And, mm-hmm. and of course, that's part of what our job here is, to mm-hmm. help make the things that need to happen to make this a better community to live in have happened.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that. And of course, even though you lost your quiet little town, it hasn't been too bad for real estate prices, though, has it?
Oh, well, of course, it's needless to say, it has just jumped and,
right.
and probably will continue with ups and downs.
Talk to us about your business career. We all, you know, your golf career is a matter of record, and I know you're very proud of that. But I admire you as much for your business career as I do for your golf career. Talk to us about that for a minute.
Well, of course, I always believe in number one, and business particularly, is treating other people as you'd like to be treated. If you're the customer or if you're the salesperson, whatever you're doing is being friendly and doing it in an honest way. And that's where I kind of start my business, and being thorough. Make sure that you know what you're talking about when you're doing something, whether it's building a golf course or selling a package to someone for their product. And I think that's very important. And sometimes we do not keep sight on the fact that you have to understand what you're doing, number one. And number two, you have to be gentle. And you know there are a lot of hardcore salesmen
that's
out
right.
there and business people who forget that sometimes. And
Mr. Palmer, I'm going to have to stop you. We've got to go to a break. You know about selling things. We're going to have to do that for a few minutes. We'll be right back, folks. The wisdom of Arnold Palmer. 10 steps. Stay with us. I'm back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mr. Arnold Palmer is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. He is my guest this half hour, as I am his guest for a few days here at the Bay Hill. Paying my bill, though, by the way. Mr. Palmer, I know that that in the last few weeks you've talked about what your future was going to be in tournament golf, competitive golf, that kind of thing. Here's what I want to say to you, Mr. Palmer, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I want you to always remember that the people who are your fans, the people who love you, regardless of what you decide to do with a golf club or not with a golf club, remember this. You had us at hello.
Well, that is awfully nice. And of course, the people are the reason that I have had the good fortunes that I've had. My father taught me when I was a young man to hit one thing that he just was very harsh about, and I say harsh in that he drove it home, and that was just whatever you do in your life, just turn the table over and treat the other people like you would like to be treated if you were talking from the other side. And that one thing is one of the most important things I ever learned. It's something that you can't ever go wrong. when you're talking to someone and you talk to them like you would like to be talked to if you were listening mm-hmm. to that conversation. Mm-hmm. And that is a place to start. And when you go from there, the people out there that watch me play golf and the people that I do business with, I work with small business all the time. Mm-hmm. And of course, Administaff is
our mutual customers.
Right. And they're the people that we do a lot of work with. And, mm-hmm. and of course, they do a wonderful job.
They do.
As a matter of fact, I hire them in my business.
Right.
And so all of those things. But it all still boils back down to one thing. You're trying to make money. I'm trying to make money. Mm-hmm. You're trying to do a successful business. And if you talk to someone like they're your friend and that like you would like to be talked to, I find that down the road, you're just more successful that way than any other way in this business.
One of the well said, Mr. Palmer, and thank you for sharing that with my audience. And I, of course, I agree with you. One of the things that's one of the legends of your career is your relationship with Mark McCormick. And how many years did you guys operate on Handshake?
Well,
a lot of business on Handshake.
We started in about 1959 and 1960, right in that area. We were talking about the business. And when we finally agreed that everything was going to be work out, we shook hands and that was it. Now, Mark wanted to do a contract and wanted to do a lot of stuff in writing. He's mm-hmm. an attorney. That's mm-hmm. natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mark, you don't need that. We'll just do it on a handshake. And that lasted until his unfortunate death.
Right, right. For decades.
Oh, yes. Oh, long time. Many decades.
Yeah. Talk to us about golf as a way of creating relationships beyond the golf course. It's almost unrivaled, isn't it, in the marketplace?
Well, Jim, there's a number of things about playing the game of golf in difference to some sports. But one of the things about it is that you can play 18 holes of golf with a person, and you usually know that person well enough to know whether you want to do business with him or not. And that's just from the character that you see in 18 holes. And then that's that goes from about 3 to 5 hours, and some days 6 hours. But that is something that is a natural. It's a thing that you have able. If you have the instinct and the naturalness to understand people, then you will know how you want to do business with a person after 18 holes of golf.
Especially after they've just taken a snowman or something like that, recorded a snowman or something like that.
Well, that's part of the whole situation.
It is, isn't it?
Just how you conduct yourself, your personality, your everything, your language, what you say, what you do, your characteristics on the golf course are there. And they're there naturally, and of course they will carry over into your business too.
Right, Mr. Palmer. Again, I just want to thank you for taking the time to be here. I know you're a busy man, and I just want to tell you that again on behalf of my audience, we thank you for all the great thrills you've given us over the years, and for the example that you set, and for the wisdom that you shared with us today.
Well, thank you, Jim. As we speak, the people here in the National Advisory Board are at the hospital
right.
seeing something that is extremely, very, very well done.
Because of you, and thank you for that.
Well, thank you for that, and I hope that I've made my contribution.
You have. Mr. Arnold Palmer, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.